Hey! Here you go. Watch out. Holy shit. It is NFL Straya. I am your host, James Clements. That's right. I'm a writer sometimes. A Rolling Stone, Triple J junkie. Literally, whoever else wants to grease these greasy palms with some of that walking around stuff. Some of that booze money. What do you reckon about that? On the other side of the, iPad at the moment is our man in Amsterdam. Or, you know, the People's Republic of Thornbury. He's the biggest fan of, the Philadelphia Eagles in Melbourne since I got shit-faced in Philly with a bloke who was chanting at the bar, E-A-G-L-E-S, watching the West Coast Eagles. it's buddy Gaz Burnt. What's going on, Gaz?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing all right. I've recovered from my Monday travesty. Yeah. But, we'll get into that, I'm sure.
Tough scenes for the Eagles, I'll tell you what. But this is the cool part. Football is back. We did a massive, massive preview show for last week. That went for about 1 million fucking hours. And weirdly enough, not enough beers. I ran out of like my three or four beers like halfway through that fucking thing. It was brutal. But we've got week one in the bag. So we're going to figure out what happened. Get around a few yeah nahs. What else we got? We've got some random thoughts. We've got five big takeaways from week one. Got 10 yeah nahs. It's a bit of a downgrade from 32. Outback Takeouse, good bloke of the week, a.k.a. the bloke you just want to have a beer with now. Old mate, no mates, nah, is your fucking mate. And then our week two predictions. And then a bit of complaining about Gaz's fantasy team. Sounds awesome, I reckon. What do you reckon, Gaz?
Yeah. Sounds like we should do this every week. Well, at least for the next 17, 18, 19.
Until Sean McVay gets everybody with the Rona. All right, man. Yeah. This is episode number dose two of NBA Australia. What do you reckon? Let's go. G'day, this is a picture of Brett Favre's dick. You're listening to NFL Straya. All right, Gaz, week one is Dunskies. In terms of our picks that we did at the end of last episode, the very end of an extremely long episode, look, we didn't cover ourselves in glory. And when I say... Yeah. Glory, I mean, I pretty much just doused myself in like a 44-gallon drum of just turd. I went 6 of 16 on my picks. Luckily, managed to hit a couple that I had money on. So that was actually not bad in the end. And you went 8 of 16, so you absolutely smashed me.
Makes us question out of 32 total picks. But we only did 14. It makes you wonder why we're the ones running a professional NFL podcast, right?
Well, not really, because it's really just so I figure out how I can win a few shekels. Like, this is kind of it. This is literally just trying. Each week it's going to be me talking myself into horrible bets, I'm pretty sure. That's how it's going to work. Yeah, fair call. So some random thoughts about week one. Did you get up at 3 a.m., Gaz, Australia time, to watch anything?
No, I wasn't that. I waited till 5. I got up and thought I'd catch up on the game, and I wish I'd stayed up for the first half of the Eagles game and then gone to bed at halftime.
That would be nice.
I could have done with a nap to sleep through because, it was a pretty awesome first half, and then shit to bed.
Yeah.
More on that later.
Love it. I managed to got up at like 6 with the squid and sat there watching the quick 40, the highlights of the Pats game first, and then later in the day, watched the thing from start to finish, which was awesome, and sort of caught up on a bunch of stuff, which was fucking great. I've just missed it. I've missed just being fucking inundated with a shit ton of NFL all at once, where you're trying to fucking sort everything out, going, wait, who did fucking what? Wait, does that mean my fantasy team's fucked? Ah, of course it does. God damn it. And it's also weird because this is, my second season, I guess, back in Australia dealing with NFL. And last year I copped it really hard with the FOMO. Real fucking bad.
Yeah.
Football Sunday, there's nothing quite like it. We had a great bar.
You've got college Saturdays as well. Exactly. College Saturday, your entire weekend is just taken up.
And, I really missed the simple fact of just going, all right, cool, I'm just going to pop around the corner, get shit-faced for the entire afternoon and watch a fuck ton of football with mates. It's a little bit different and it's a little bit not looked upon with happiness when you're sitting there boozing during the early games, considering it's 4 a.m. But in terms of week one, random thoughts. I mean, we had a couple of wild upsets. Your team was on the end of one.
Yes.
The Jags.
Upsets and comebacks in the same game. It was, you got to be happy with that.
Fucking nuts. The Jags came out of nowhere, popped Indy.
Big comeback from the Bears and your boy Mitch.
That was great to see Mitch actually succeed. I felt good. Well, it took fucking what? Everything in the fourth quarter. He was absolutely fucking horrible elsewhere. My Pats managed to just, you know, pretty handily sort out Miami, which was nice. Green Bay crashed it and smoked Minnesota, really, which was pretty fun. Arizona, what a massive comeback that was. One of my notes here just says that Arizona are wildly fun. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen when you're watching them, and it's awesome. I love every second of it. Kyler Murray just doing shit. Now they've got Nuck Hopkins just fucking running ragged everywhere. I love it. Right.
Kyler Murray, 90 yards on the ground, and Hopkins playing his first game with a shortened preseason and putting up 150 yards. Like, is that guy, are those guys going to run with a chip on their shoulder or what? If that's what he's doing, if that's what he's doing meeting this 5-foot dude for the first time, how's Hopkins going to be in the middle of the season?
Love it.
When he's got a,
We saw the first glimpse of the Las Vegas Raiders, which was one of those games where you're like, I feel like I've seen two highlights of that. And when I say glimpse, that was kind of literally it because they played Carolina and apparently no one gives a fuck about the Raiders or Carolina. We saw the Green Bay, as I mentioned, just really, really give it to Minnesota and sort of put a bit of a foot down and go, oh yeah, no, we're still here. We're still pretty good. Seattle were really, really fucking good too, which was terrifying, I reckon, if you're anywhere else in the NFC. Tennessee tried their absolute fucking hardest to lose to Denver today.
Yep.
Managed to win by two. This was a sneaky extra last-minute bet that I had on Denver plus three. You little ripper. So that was all right. Pittsburgh are fucking scary. The Steelers. Big Ben. I don't know. I don't like these weird redemption stories for Big Ben. It's like, yeah, I don't know. He still like basically tried to rape a chick, so...
He's going after the rushing title. He had more. Exactly. He had 9 yards. He had 9 yards this morning, and Saquon had six. So he's going after that title.
So who's going to have more rushing yards, Big Ben or Terrific Tom down in there in Tampa Bay?
Jesus, got into the end zone. Not bad for an old bloke.
Not bad. First touchdown of the year for the team as well. And how about them Cowboys? Jesus, that was a bit of a rough one if you're a Cowboys fan. I just hate any time refs decide fucking anything where, you know, look, I yell about this pretty consistently on NBA Australia. Whenever the refs, interject themselves into the end of a game, nothing makes me angrier apart from refs doing other shit, really. But goddamn, come on, man.
It's a big call.
Tough scenes. But anyway, five big takeaways from week one, Gaz. I mentioned it just then. Tampa Bay, number one. They're a bit shit, huh? Bit shit.
Well... Look, we picked it last week. We said that that they were going to start off needing to work out what the fuck's going on. New guys in the same room. And the Saints were just kind of topping up what they already had. You know, Adam Malcolm Jenkins and a few missing pieces. So, like, let's revisit this in the second match, the division game of these two later in the year and see if Tom's still in the same place. Gronk had was hardly on the field and caught two passes for 11 yards. That's not going to be Gronk midway through the season.
Well, if he makes it halfway through the season.
Well, that's true. But also, let's see what Drew Brees' shoulder looks like and whether it packs up and goes home.
They really didn't want to use the old Drew Brees in that game either. It was fucking weird.
Nah.
But Tampa Bay, I mean, I was going to mention this last week as well. Like, you watch that game and there's just, I don't know, I'm just so, obviously, being a Pats fan, having watched Brady just fucking tear it up for the last 20 years under Belichick. And you just sort of look at just the difference in a team and you sort of think, oh yeah, Bruce Arians, there's a reason he hasn't won a Super Bowl as a head coach, right? Like there's always just something fucking weird about his teams, whether it be the defense, whether they be a bit ragged, just undisciplined shit, or just, I don't know, there's just, doesn't seem quite the meticulous preparation of a Belichick. And the weird thing was, like, you had... It's like they've always been fun, though, which is the cool part about Arians. And you're sort of like, all right, let's throw Brady in there. This is going to be fucking great fun, right? You think it'd paper over some shit, but instead it's kind of like, oh, wait, if they're going to be fucking up all the time, they've actually now got to rely on Brady. And the Pats really haven't actually relied on Brady since probably, what, the Atlanta Super Bowl. So
for a long time, yeah.
It's a bit weird. And, like, he was always nice where you're like, oh, fuck, well, we can probably win on this game. You know, hopefully we'll put him in the position to win this game-winning drive, and he'll usually come through. Let's go. But now they're kind of like, well, hey, Tom, can you get us up to, like, a 21-zip lead, please? Because we're going to need all those points, and I don't know how that's going to work out in the long run.
Going to come about.
Anyway.
But, you know, yeah, look, to be honest, look, he did have the aggression. He still got that. He got a bit fiery at times, did Tommy boy, both at his own players and at the end of the refs. So he might add some fire that, let's face it, Jameis didn't really didn't bring with him when he's throwing as many passes to the other team as he is to his own.
Just got to go eat some wins. Number two of the five big takeaways, the Colts, they crapped the bed against Jacksonville, and it made perfect sense because I never trusted it. I put money on it because I'm a fucking idiot. I'm like, the Jags are shit butt. And it's like, but they're at home. Some, you know, one of those STDs in that fucking swimming pool has probably come to life. And Indy, really? We're going to rely on Phil Rivers, and I'm going to mention this later, but never rely on Rivers. Always rely on Reflex.
That was one of my picks. One of my picks based on the fact that we all thought that Jacksonville were tanking and shitting the bed, and I had a soft spot for Rivers and his 30,000 children. And, fell through.
Tough scene.
Like a sieve. Yep.
Number three, Mitch. The Chicago Bears are undefeated. This was great. What a horrifying fucking display if you're a Lions fan. But great if you're the Bears, man. Mitch was fucking horrible for the first three quarters of this game. 12 or 20. You just dropping your guts over there, Gaz. That's what it sounds like.
That's nah, awesome. My chair's squeaking. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Classic. 12 or 26, 153 yards, QBR of 27.7 in the last quarter. Three touchdowns, 8 of 10, 89 yards, throws the game winner just after the two-minute warning. Absolutely fucking crazy. The Bears were lucky. There was a missed field goal and an interception from Stafford that gave them really good field position. But still, you can't argue Mitch did it, so that's pretty good.
Mate, my two big ones, my two big takeaways from this game is all day, Adrian Peterson with his 93 yards on the ground, you know, the rumours of my
demise are being greatly exaggerated.
Exactly. And the other one is, look, as good as Mitchie did about getting him in that position, DeAndre Swift dropping a pass in the end zone.
Tough.
Within the last 15 seconds, Stafford would have been, I'm going to support you, rookie boy, but just don't do that again.
Wake up with a horse's head in your bed.
Yeah.
Number four, this one's going to hurt for you. Philly, that was... They suck. That was bad. Wentz was bad. He's throwing the ball everywhere. He's throwing it to the opposite. He's throwing it to the football team that isn't his. Gaz, what are you going to do? How do you deal with this one?
Look, I've got to start with, they went in with missing five starters, two pulled out before it, Miles Sanders and Lane Johnson missing. But most importantly, lost two linemen, two offensive and two defensive linemen during the game. And the Redskins' defensive line is full of number one draft picks. They just destroyed it. Like Kerrigan, Chase Young in his first game, like eight sacks to the Redskins. And all I can say is I'm really glad that I picked Hurts as my backup quarterback in fantasy because I'm not sure Wentz is going to survive. Mm. He's just going to get taken out. That's it. His two interceptions that he threw were fucking terrible. He was on a different page than the receivers. But positive note, Jalen Reagor had his first part catch was a 55-yarder over the top, just dropped on a dime. And hopefully that's a good sign of them going long during the season. But none of it matters if you're sitting there 3-13 in a really shitty division.
Well, just as we all anticipated, the one unbeaten team in the NFC East after week one is the Washington football team.
Yeah. It's
fucking wild.
The one team without a name. And what makes it even worse is we've got to go and we've got no offensive line and we've got to take on Aaron Donald next week. Doesn't matter who else is playing that game. Aaron Donald is going to destroy us. Anyway.
I already feel, Ranger pride aside, I feel bad for Carson Wentz, you know, tough scenes.
He can't get rid of the ball, which makes he doesn't throw the ball away. He thinks he can take anything on, which leads to a lot of fumbles and a lot of sacks. But, yeah, fingers crossed. It's only week one, right? Everyone's rusty. That's how I'm telling myself. And otherwise, it's going to be a very long fucking season.
Yeah, number five in the big takeaways. Look, I wanted to throw something in about my Pats there, but look, watching Pittsburgh this morning, because I get to sit down, you know, the squid's running around fucking causing absolute havoc. And I'm like, would you fucking, whatever, just annoy the dog. Oh, he'll be fine. And I'm just sitting there watching that one going, oh, shit. They lose James Conner and it didn't really matter. Like, they were just clinical. No. The defense was awesome. You're just like, God damn, this... If they actually have an offense this year to go with that defense, oh, I just feel bad. I fucking hate the Steelers just with the terrifying passion, and just to see them be this good was pretty disheartening. After I felt so good about how good the Pats looked on the flip side, even though, like, I don't know, it's not like Cam's slinging around to, like, awesome fucking position players, but still, Pittsburgh, pretty, pretty good. And, I mean... It's pretty cool because you sort of look at the top of the AFC East and you've got Pittsburgh and you've got Baltimore and they both look fucking awesome. So, look, at least, if nothing else, we get a couple of really good matchups out of them this year, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got it. That's one of the one things I did get right last week. Very few. But, you know, everyone was warning that there's a last roll of the dice for the Steelers. They're going in hard. And Smith-Schuster had a point to prove, right? Came away with a couple of TDs and 70 yards and this little kid called Snell. After James Conner went down, Benny Snell came up and put 113 yards on the ground. Like, Jesus. You know, they knock him down. They lost Bell. Conner came up. They lose Conner. Snell's just chipping in with a lazy 100 on the ground. So, yeah, it could happen. Good. It's going to make some exciting end-of-year sport with Ravens and Pittsburgh back at the top again.
Fuck yeah. All right, let's do 10 yeah nahs. Let's fang through them. Number one, is Phil Rivers washed? Yeah, nah.
Well, I didn't watch enough of this game, just the highlights, but still, mate, you can't come out with a new team, change the scenery, promise the world, and then lose to Minshew, not really putting up a mile of yards.
I'm going to say nah, he's not washed, but because that interception that he threw was like just classic Rivers, right? He's the same as ever. Mm. I love it. They lose Marlon Mack, but I don't know, man. Look, my entire point about Rivers, this is it. Like, one of my better NFL buddies is just a huge fucking Indy fan. He sort of talked himself into it, and therefore I feel like talked me into it as well. He's like, nah, Rivers is going to be fucking great. I'm like, sure, but he's been shit for ages. I just can't see it. And then, boom, he comes out and he's shit. So here we are. Number two, R. Seattle. Real fucking good. Yeah, nah.
Mate, just how's his stats line? So Russell Wilson, 31 of 35 for 4 TDs, no picks, and 29 yards on the ground. 4 passes, two receivers at 95 yards. Metcalf, who could run like a horse and was built like a brick shithouse, is now in his second year and able to run routes and put it all together. That's fucking scary for any cornerback in the league.
Shit, yeah.
The
flip side is, like, they were playing Atlanta, and I'm not entirely convinced Atlanta's defense is that good.
No, not at all. That's not a strong suit.
But, I mean, there's fucking first-round picks littered across this Falcons roster. It was nice to see Todd Gurley pop up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, Falcons. And then Seattle, the big thing about them was, as you mentioned, fucking Russell Wilson just tossing the fucking ball around and having a wild of a time, whereas we're just so accustomed to Seattle being run heavy, fucking nonstop. They bring in look, Carlos Hyde and shit last, basically coming in this season, and Chris Carson, etc. He doesn't do much, and then boom, doesn't matter. Rusty just fucking throwing it. Unbelievable. Pretty cool. Pretty fun. I mean, Chris Carson catching 2 touchdowns as well. Just, oof, I'm terrified. Seattle, I don't know, man. Luckily, I feel like my Pats aren't in the NFC, so I don't have to worry about it too much. Oy, oy, oy. Number three, speaking of the NFC, did everyone underrate Green Bay and overrate a bit of the NFC North? What do you reckon? Yeah, nah.
Look, you know, if there's anything that falls into Mr. Aaron's trap, it's letting his team fly under the radar, and he just proves it again and again and again. It's pretty awesome when he comes out and threw 364 and four TDs with no picks. Davante Adams, 156 yards and two touchdowns. So, look, Adam Thielen, Kirk Cousins, they could do whatever they like. He could still do it a respectable 110 yards and two TDs, but yeah, not enough when Aaron's in the mood.
Love it. Everyone should be afraid of a pissed off Aaron. Everybody should be afraid of a pissed off Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he can have all the Canadian tuxedos he wants, but Jesus Christ, that was pretty fucking terrifying. Against Minnesota, week one. Let's see how it goes the rest of the season, but Jesus. Next one up, should we just fold the Browns, Gaz? Yeah, nah.
Oh, there's a lot of money in that team. It's got to go somewhere.
I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah. OBJ, that's the story for me of that game. Like, what, 22 yards or something like that? No connection with Baker. Mate, if they start 0-4, I haven't looked at what their schedule is for the next three games, but if they start 0-4, they've got to trade him. They've got to cut him off and get something for OBJ. Well, like, because he's just going to set fire to the house before the end of the season anyway.
I think luckily for them, they've got the Bengals and Washington both at home in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and I feel like if they can actually do anything, it'd be against, you know, pretty bad teams like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, they might just surprise everybody and be absolutely fucking horrible. So who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, but speaking of which, that same game, can anyone actually stop the Ravens? Jesus, they were good in this one. Yeah, nah.
Look, it's another game that I was only watching the highlights, but when you see all the pundits coming back and saying that Lamar's come in better than he was last year when he won the MVP, it's quite fucking scary, right?
Yep.
Like, how do you stop that when they've just added pieces? Like, it's pretty deep. Not superstar, but deep both running and receiving roster, right? Yep. That you just, they'll just cycle them through, keep you tired.
Yeah, I'm just happy, like, Willie Snead just out there crushing it now. I'm like, yes,
yeah.
Give me some Willie Snead after so many years of me trying to jump on him in fantasy and him burning me every fucking time. Next up, sticking in your division, are the Washington football team actually dangerous, Gaz? Yeah, nah.
Nah, because let's be honest, apart from that that defensive line, that's what kept him in the game.
Yep.
During that the 17 zip down and a couple of picks in really good territory. But Haskins wasn't great. The running game wasn't great compared to, you know, losing players. So, look, when they play some real teams, it's good to say about my own, I reckon they'll come a cropper, right, when they have to play someone outside the NFC least, right?
Yep. Joe Burrow, he's unreal, right? Yeah, nah.
Jury's out. Let's wait a little while. First game, it looked all right. There was some definite some moves going on there, but let's get some proper quality defenses to get some game tape on him and start queuing in on him, and we'll see what happens.
I did enjoy his, fuck it, I'll do it myself. The Nelson Muntz,
yeah,
taking in for the touchdown. That was great. Good on him. Is Josh Allen gonna give me a fucking heart attack this year, guys? Yeah, nah.
Yeah, probably. They've got moves in there. They've got receivers now. He'll still take it himself. Like, yeah.
I feel like he nearly died twice in that fucking game, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was just like, holy shit, did he just nearly land on his fucking neck? And Jesus Christ, Josh, what are you doing, mate?
Just body on the line, mate. Just body on the line.
But still, he did go, what, 33 of 46, just out there fucking slanging that damn thing. Love it. Good on him.
Still weird to think of them as a legit contender. If they win a playoff game, Bills Mafia are going to be, you know, fuck Corona. That's just them.
Right.
Done.
But yeah, the Bills looking good. I don't know. It's against the Jets, though. You just can't fucking trust anything, can you? So
Nah.
Sticking with quarterbacks named, you know, anything with starting with J, is Jimmy G, my surrogate handsome son, Jimmy G. Is he actually any good, Gaz? Yeah, nah.
Well, he's pretty. Look, if you look at the stats that he put up and the numbers that he put up, 75 yards of that was a short pass to Mostert,
yeah,
who just took it to the house, right? So it's all pretty skewed.
Yep.
Mostert just showed some proper burners, right? He was he did a bit of it last year and just proved that it wasn't a fluke. He should be able to keep it up, and that run game and defense will keep them in this. But look, Kyler and Hopkins exposed them a little bit. Exposed that defense.
One of my mates back in the old NYC, huge Niners fan, is just fucking distraught. Just distraught. I mean, the only saving grace is literally that Jimmy is very handsome. You know, it's like you can't really hate the guy when he's that handsome. You go, look, but look at that punims. Anyway, and the final year now, the Cowboys, guys. They can't actually be bad though, right? Can they? Yeah, no.
I know. I'm a bit jaded here. Look, the three headed monster at the receiving core. They showed some moves. Like none of them was a star, but every one of them had a good catch and run. Amari Cooper still proved to be the favorite target when the chips were down late in the game. That was the go-to. But there's a lot of guys who are going to need to be paid. So if they can't come together in a team this year, then they're in a bit of trouble, right? They've lost some pieces on defense. They added some injuries today. So we've lost Van Der Esch has gone for a collarbone, so that's going to be quite a bit of time. And who else went down? I've gone blank. Jarwin, their tight end, went down and did his ACL. So that's on top of Sean Lee being out. And look, there's definitely some gaps at linebacker and tight end. But, you know, when they're putting up, if they can put up 35 points a game, both Zeke and those receivers, then probably doesn't fucking matter, does it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the Cowboys could have very easily won this game. But at the same time, I don't feel like they were ever going to win this game with such a fucking hyped off season. They were just weren't going to win it. And that's exactly what happened. So there you go. All right.
Coughing up a single game score. The memes floating around with Mike McCarthy pulling his mask off, and it's just been Jason Garrett underneath. has already started week one.
Love it. That's fucking great. All right. Well, there's some yenars. Let's do an Outback Takeout because it's Tuesday at Outback, and you know what that means? Cassowary casserole. Yep. We need an entire new fucking staff in the kitchen because this fucking bird has killed every single bloody one of them. Only at Outback, and it goes great with a flame grill take. And today's flame grill take is Cam Newton will win the MVP and sign with the New England Patriots for 5 years. Only at Outback. God damn, he was good, Gaz. I've held it up until now. But fuck, mate, that was fun.
You sent me the run sheet before this, and I thought I might come up with my own one for this, and then I read yours and went, I can't compete with that. What the hell? One game in, Cam's foot is going to fall off by week four. Yeah. He's going to hobble around the rest
literally,
of the season.
He'll be like the fucking, what is it, in Monty Python, right? The fucking knight of the bridge. It's just a fucking scratch. He'll be like standing there with like one leg. By week five, it is the flame grill take. Like Newton looked amazing, but I don't know. I always sort of just come away from this one just going, that's what it looks like to have like a fucking quarterback who isn't 200 million years old. It's pretty fun, pretty
you're
cool.
You're talking about what he looked like on the field, right? Because if you saw him arrive at the stadium and he looked like,
I love it. It's great.
Jim Carrey from The Mask in the full yellow suit.
The press conference after was fucking great. He's unreal. I love it. The good bloke of the week. The bloke you wouldn't mind having a beer with. Who's yours there, Gaz?
Mate, I've got a couple, two for two different reasons. One is there's been a lot of political statements and a lot of tributes and all that sort of stuff kicking around. And I've got to give it to the special teams of Seattle and Atlanta. If you saw the first kickoff when Myers came out, he's put it out the back of the end zone, and all of Atlanta and Seattle didn't run. They both special teams just took a knee. That was pretty. I'm a sucker for a display like that, for something a memorial, and that got me. And the second one, before actually reading your run sheet, I'd put down Aaron for the guy I needed to buy a beer for this week. He's just come out like he'd smashed a bottle of whiskey. Like, we know we can't chug beer because he's already proved that. But he's head-butted a sheep and he's going to go on a 3-day bender ready to wrap up for the next training session. Like, the core is on fire. It's great. He's taking no prisoners.
That's awesome. My good bloke of the week, the guy, just sit down, smash a tin, is the man who probably shotgunned a beer with me, Gardner Minshew. And I've just got Minshew mania. I love it. 19 to 20, only 173 yards, but three touchdowns. What a fucking legend. Just absolutely spoils everybody in the world and their fucking multis. Just absolutely ruins it. And I'm like, look, kind of got to tip my hat to that. Like, good on you. That's fucking grouse. And he looks unreal. So good job, Gardner Minshew.
And you're close to busting his mustache at the moment too, mate.
I am. I actually got to get rid of the rest of the stubble around it, and we'll see how we go. Old mate, no mates. We usually have a drop for this in NBA Australia, but because we're doing this via the screen, I don't have my drops handy. But old mate, no mates. Nah, look, this guy's your fucking mate. Who have you got for this, Gaz? Who's your old mate, no mates?
Mate, I'm torn between the two. One is DeAndre Swift for dropping that game-winning touchdown in the end zone. That would have, the hated Bears for all the Lions fans out there. And the second one is Tony Corrente and team for making the call for offensive pass interference on Gallup against Jalen Ramsey.
Unbelievable.
With 20 seconds to go in field goal range while they're 3 points down. Like, don't expect to go to anywhere in Texas anytime soon and expect your car to walk away with an antenna. Like,
good point. I've already yelled about refs and just, God, kills me. Absolutely fucking kills me. My old mate, no mates, is your fucking mate. Look, it was going to be Gostkowski going 1 of 4 on field goals. Hits the one that matters at the very end of the game to win it. But that was just a fucking chip shot. The other one, like, it was a 25 yarder that he hit. And you're like, just as fucking well, mate, because you missed three other ones. One was tipped, but just the other ones. Like, dude, I've watched this guy fucking kick the absolute shit out of the ball for years as the Pats kicker. And nah. But really, I feel like it's still topped by Reggie Randy Bullock. So Randy Bullock there in Cincinnati. I call him Reggie Randy Bullock because of Reggie Bullock on the, I think he's now on the Pistons. He was on the Clippers for a while. But anyway, I love that he's like, I've been fucking shot. When he's kicked it, missing the game tying 31-yarder field goal, he's like, I've done my hammy. He's like me getting out of bed. Fuck, my hammy. Gonna go pick up a bit of fucking jib. My fucking hammy. Every time. This is very, very old mate, your mates as well, because you missed the game tying field goal. You've got your rookie number one pick quarterback just going, fuck. It's such a horrifying.
The look on his face was just amazing.
The perfect Cincinnati welcome to the NFL for Joe Burrow. And it's definitely like the, all right, guys, so where are we going for beers afterwards? And everyone's like, yeah. You'll have to ask Aaron or maybe Evan. they're organizing it. I don't know where we're going. Yeah, you can find your own way home tonight, Reggie Randy Bullock. Tough scenes. All right, so there you go. Yeah. Fun week one. Enjoyed that. Now let's get to the nitty gritty. Get to the nuts and guts of this one. Week two predictions, Gaz. Week two predictions. You're up two on me so far. I've already got to pull back a bit of fucking gear. But look, we've got Joe Burrow. We just talked about him, and we've already talked about OBJ. So we've got Cincy versus Cleveland in the first game of the week. An absolute shit show of a Friday morning game. But there you go. Look, we're going to go against the spread again, or do you want to go head-to-head? What do you reckon? Spread makes it a little bit more up and down. I should have mentioned that at the very start. We went, 14 of 32 out against the spread rather than head-to-head. I feel like we'd be a little bit better head-to-head. But
You'd hope so.
I'm not guaranteeing it.
There's a reason I don't spend my own money on this thing. I'm looking at Joe Burrow versus the train wreck that is the Cleveland Browns. And usually off a coin flip like this, I'd want to go home. But if there's something that empty stadiums and still 15 delay of games has shown me in this last week, it's that home field means fuck all. So, look, you know what? What's the spread in this?
So it's 5.5. So Bengals are 5.5-point underdogs. So I'm actually going to go Cincinnati because...
Yeah, I'm taking Cincy for that.
I think even if Cleveland win this, I think it's a very fucking close game and they somehow pull it out, but it's not by much. And I feel like Cincinnati, after blowing that right at the end, will be wanting to make up for it. And Cleveland just being fucking stomped in game one. We'll probably come back pretty hard, but I reckon Cincy. So I'm going to take Cincy.
Do it.
Nice one. All right. Giants Chicago is my next one on my list. We've got the Giants, again, 5.5-point underdogs. The Bears are 5.5-point favorites at home.
Well, I'm going to take Bears on this one. I know Big Mitchie came out. Danny Dimes put a couple down to Slayton and the like. Saquon won't rest on his laurels for two games. But then again, their offensive line is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So, but let's go with Chicago. Yeah.
I don't really want to trust Chicago in the fucking least, but they're at home. I feel like maybe they just get like, look, this is the classic Bears thing, right? They're going to get everybody's hopes up. Everybody in Chicago will be like, hey, dude, you see the Bears? This is great. And then they're going to get stomped for the rest of the season, but they're going to get everybody's hopes up first. Atlanta, Dallas. I've got on my list next, which is another 3 a.m. game. And the Cowboys, 5-point favorites at home against the Falcons.
5 points. All right, let's go with Dallas. They're going to cover the spread.
Yep.
I just think they're going to carve up that Atlanta secondary.
Yeah, I've got a feeling too. They just got too many weapons, and I feel like after this week, oh boy, gonna go hang out at home, crush Atlanta. Detroit, Green Bay. This is a fucking fascinating one because who knows how good Green Bay are really, and just how bad Detroit could be. It's always one of those tricky ones, division games. You never know. But Packers 5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna go with Green Bay for this one. I'm gonna have them cover the spread.
I've got a feeling Green Bay kicked the shit out of Detroit, yeah. So I'm going Green Bay as well. Yeah, well, I'm glad we're diverging a lot on our picks. Jacksonville, Tennessee. Titans are 10.5-point favorites at home against the Jags.
Oh, 10.5. Well, like, you know, on the nose, it's easy to go with Tennessee, but 10.5 is a lot.
It's a lot of points.
It is a lot. All right, you know what? You got to be in it to win it. Let's go with Tennessee. Let's see if they can...
Minus 10.5. I'm gonna go the Jags. I've been suckered. I'm just Jacksonville aren't home. They're shit. They're gonna get fucking killed. But I don't know, like Tennessee on a short week. Who knows? Give me Jacksonville.
And your boy Gardner. Your boy Gardner.
Let's fucking do it. Minnesota at Indy. We've got up next. As long as I can find the lines. There we go. Indy, 3-point favorites at home against the Vikes. Jesus. I don't like that at all. I'm taking Vikings.
Nah. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Speaking of being captured by the moment, I don't trust Indy as far as I can fucking throw them. Buffalo, Miami. AFC East. Here we go. This is fascinating. Dolphins, 5.5-point underdogs at home.
Look, we made it. You've talked a lot about how the Pats were this week and how Cam was, but you didn't touch much on Miami being Miami.
Yeah, that was
right. I'm pretty sure you were keen on Miami last week.
I was keen on Miami showing up the Pats a little bit last week. I had magic. But I did also have, I think, in our 32-year NAS, like, what was the over-under for Tua starting? And it was like week 4 or 5. So, like, I'm a bit torn. But Miami at home versus the Bills, like, this is a real, are the Bills actually good? And if they are good, they kick the shit out of Miami in Miami. I just don't know. I feel like Miami are just a little bit too well coached just to really roll over again. So I'm going to take Miami plus 5.5. They might might lose it, but yeah, fuck it.
I'll take Buffalo, so I'll take that.
All right.
So we diverge a bit.
Dig it. San Francisco, the 49ers versus the New York Jetropolitans. Jesus, that's going to be a fascinating game. Talk about a get right game for the Niners. Fuck me. They're 7-point favorites in New York.
So could this be the first game we've seen in years where every offensive play just gets handed off?
It might be. It fucking should be.
Mostert versus just leave it to the defensive line versus Mostert and the defensive line versus Bell. We'll just do that and then we'll all go home. What was the spread? Sorry?
Seven-point underdogs the Jets are at home. I want to take the Jets. Like, it's a West Coast team coming east. The Jets were pretty rough, but they're at home, hanging out. San Francisco.
You talk yourself into it however you like, mate. I'm going San Fran.
Yeah. The Jets suck. What am I doing? That's just fucking dumb. Boy, Rams, Philly. Here we go. This is the tasty stuff.
If it was the Rams versus our injury report, I reckon we'd have a chance. But
if you had to guess the line, what would you call it?
I reckon it'd have to be 8.5.
It's the Rams favored by 1.5 points in Philly.
No chance. Oh, look, to be honest, we'll probably get Lane Johnson and Miles Sanders back, but still, the offensive line is very, very suspect. I'm taking the Rams here.
All right. Me too. Again, though, it is, you know, just remember, it's a West Coast team coming east, so.
Yep.
Played a late game on the Sunday. This is an early game. Ooh, actually, yeah, maybe I'll flip it. Maybe I'll go with your boys. Oh.
Jeez. How bad would I feel next week if you get to have this thing and I've just shunned my own team?
I'm going Philly plus 1.5. I feel like there's just they do this all the time as well. They win stupid games they shouldn't win. So
and play down to bad opposition.
Yep.
Like this week.
Denver, Pittsburgh. Steelers. Minus 6.5.
How bad was Lindsay's injury today?
Oof.
That's a good question.
Oof. That's a tough one. Look. Just Lindsay, come on. Pittsburgh, though, minus 6.5. I'm going to take that. I think they're fine against the Broncos.
All right. Yeah, all right. Let's do it. If we're talking them up, we're talking Pittsburgh up.
Yeah. I don't think they can, especially at home, I don't think they can lay an egg against Denver. I feel like Denver this year will be good at home. I don't know how they'll go elsewhere. They didn't really impress me today, even though they snuck out, a loss, 2-point loss at home, but they covered for me. So, anyway.
Yep.
Carolina, Tampa Bay. Now, is this the statement game from Tampa Bay?
Well, look, does Tampa Bay have enough to stop CMC? Is that enough? Like, he's going to get the ball 35 times. I'm happy if he does because he's my starting running back. So if he gets get the ball 35 times a game while Teddy's settling down, I reckon it's redemption. I reckon, you know, home game for Tom, coming to a new home with my big Mike Evans, all those boys. I reckon Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I've got Tampa Bay as well. 9.5, it feels a little bit much, but Carolina. Look, I feel like they're just sneakily actually really fucking horrible. Washington, Arizona.
This is going to be a fun one. I'm going to make sure I watch this one because that D-line for Washington was proper legit. But Arizona's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's Arizona minus 6.5, which I'm taking because I think at home against Washington, I think they should be fine with that.
I don't think Washington has the offense to pull to that sort of lead as long as Kyler doesn't give the ball away.
He's hoping. What do we got? KC Chargers. Kansas City heading to LA. They're 8.5-point favorites, Patty Mahomes and co.
Yeah, I reckon I'll cover it.
8.5. I just can't trust anyone on the Chargers, so I'm going to go KC too. 8.5. Yeah, that seems about right too. It's not 9 or 10, so good on him. Who else we've got? We've got Baltimore, Houston.
That's a fun game. Baltimore, what's the line?
6.5-point favorites against Houston.
In Houston. Yeah, let's go Baltimore covering.
-6.5. Yeah, look, Baltimore are just, I still just tend to think in my brain at all times Houston are frauds, and then I remember Deshaun Watson is there, and I'm like, oh, wait, maybe not. But then they always back me up and turn out to be fucking frauds. The Patriots, my beloved New England Patriots against the hated Seattle Seahawks. It's a Super Bowl 49 rematch. I love this. And also a rematch of the game that I was in Boston for. Couldn't get tickets too because it was against Seattle and it was like fucking $400 a ticket. And managed to sit in McGreevy's getting shit-faced and watch the shit out of this game. And New England lost. So,
and you know McGreevy's is just closed?
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. It's a it's been a casualty of the old COVID.
Tough scenes.
Yeah.
That's fucked. It is. Great bar. Love it. Had some great moments there.
Yeah. Look, it has annoyed me. I was obviously watching the games and we get the American ads when we stream from over here. And there's a whole bunch of ads going, ooh, replay of the Super Bowl. I'm like, no. Who's fucking left? You can't just call it that from two teams that played 50 years ago.
Exactly.
But,
it's like Patriots, Philly. It's a replay of the Super Bowl. No, settle down.
Unless you've got Donovan McNabb vomiting in the in the huddle in 2004. It's not the same. What's the line?
Lions -4. I'm going to take Seattle -4. I think just travel for the Pats might be a bit too tough, and Seattle are just on fire, so I'm going to take that.
Yeah, look, I reckon their defense can at least corral Cam, and he's not going to be still not going to be what he was. And Seattle just looked pretty fucking good, to be honest.
True that. And then the last game, the Monday night game, Tuesday morning Australia time, Saints. 5.5-point favorites over the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders home game. Awesome. I think, I've taken 3 underdogs this entire week. I'm going to go the Raiders. Fuck it. I think New Orleans on the road, you can never trust them. Fuck it. Just rolling the dice. Go on the Raiders, +5.5.
5.5? All right, I'm going to take the Saints.
Nice.
To cover that.
I trust the Raiders. Not at all. So the Saints, though, they are good. And I've got a feeling that I'm going to yell about them in a second in the Fuck My Fantasy Team segment. But anyway, -5.5 for Gaz. So there you go. That's going to be fun to see how we go out of those teams. But pretty interesting slate. Ones that I'm going to be...
Yeah, some cracking games.
Rams-Philly is actually a really fucking fun game. Atlanta-Dallas should be really good. Love a good Detroit-Green Bay game. Just reminds me of, watching football on Thanksgiving in the States, that kind of dealio. Detroit always somehow playing. Not going to watch a second of Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Baltimore, Houston's going to be good.
Yep. And obviously, Pat Seattle. I'm just sitting there with one eye on the fucking thing going, God damn it. Hurts my fucking heart. All right. Fuck my fantasy team. Gaz, it's here. It's what you get to do.
Look, to be honest, this is one of the first weeks that one of the only weeks that I haven't had to whinge. My team wasn't amazing. I had one of the lower scores in the league, but I luckily came across someone who was worse. If I had to have one fucking complaint, it'd be about David fucking Johnson. We took the piss out of him last week, saying he's got one leg. And that he'll never live up the fact that he cost, DeAndre Hopkins, he was the exit out the door and all these sort of stuff, and he was going to run through. And sure enough, he's put up 16 points on me, and I wasn't happy about it. But no, still came away with the victory, so can't whinge too much.
Sucked in.
How'd yours go?
I might have always been like going, fuck David Johnson for that stupid trade, but I still drafted him. And good value. I'm just fucking shitty with my team because my wide receivers are Mike Evans. I've got a couple of Mikes. I've got Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, and they both shit the bed and cost me a win. So,
yeah.
Bit fucky. I'm feeling pretty good about Josh Allen, though, as my quarterback. And, I don't know. Just, I don't really like my, I fucking hate my team this year anyway. So, really, fuck my fantasy team, Gaz. There you go.
It's yours this week.
It might be all year. It doesn't sit quite right with me.
Yep.
I don't know, but Michael Thomas and Michael Evans, Mike Evans, come on. Wake the fuck up. You're killing me. You're fucking killing me. All right. Nice one. That's it for this week, isn't it? What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's fun.
Sick.
This is week 2.
Week 2. It's coming up. I'm excited. This has been fun. NFL Australia. Remember.
Yeah.
I think we've got NFLAustralia.com. This has now got its own feed. This will be on the NBA Australia feed as well if you're listening to it through that. We do now have its own NFL Australia feed, courtesy of Australia Podcasts.
We'll get some socials up so that people can annoy the shit out of us and tell us why we suck. We're going to have to, I've already been hit up that we're going to need a corrections department. So we'll get these NFL nerds who drop us lines when we fucking suck and say something that isn't quite correct, misquote stats and things like that. So we'll have to run a corrections department before we're allowed to move on.
Mate, they're going to be working full time if they're correcting all the dumb shit I say and all the fuck up. Like, you know, look, NBA Australia is like what I'm doing full time. NFL Australia, I'm just like hanging on by the fucking seat of my pants.
Got guys like Drew Taylor out there in the big white interwebs who have nothing better to do than tell us when we're wrong. So it's what Reddit's for, right?
Exactly. All right, so there you go. You can go check out Gaz and the Ramshackle Army. You can go subscribe to NBA Australia as well as NFL Australia. And if you want to listen to me all the fucking time, spout dumb shit. It's been great, Gaz. Week two.
It has been fun.
It's exciting. It's good to see your team get a loss and my team get a win.
Thanks,
so fucking mate. Nailed it.
Thanks, right. Mate.
Sick as, all right. This is NFL Australia for Jimmy week and Gaz, two. Week two. We'll catch you next week, you dickheads. Later, Hosen.
See you all.